We're going back to Pittsburgh and bringing the former manager of the A's and the Brewers and a television analyst who did a great review yesterday of the upcoming game of Leak and Cole yesterday, and that's Ken Maka. Mark, how are you today?
You're putting the pressure on me, Marty. I don't know if I can handle it for tonight.
Well, you always were a pretty good hitter late in the game until they took you out for Ed Ott, and that was...
There you are. That's exactly right. You got a good memory. Good memory.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Tonight we've got Vogelsong and Liriano. Give us a little bit of a capsule on Liriano. And I'll tell you, I want to couch it in this terms. The Giants ran all over Cole and Stewart yesterday. Is Liriano in that class as well? Does he have trouble holding people on?
Well, that's one of the things the other teams in the league have been doing, a runner on the Pirates. But, you know, him being left-handed, I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue. But I'll tell you what to look out for you pitching purists out there, he kind of opens up on his front side. He spins off his front side a lot, okay? And that affects the command of his fastball. If he does have the command of his fastball, and you'll be able to notice that the first couple innings, he'll be tough because he's commanding that fastball. He throws in the mid-90s, sometimes 95. If he can hit the inside part of the plate, it's going to make his breaking ball a lot better. They'll be swinging a lot of balls in the dirt. Mark, so what the Giants need to do is not swing at the balls in the dirt and check his command on his fastball.
He's had a tough August, though, like Cole, a very tough August for Liriano. What's up with him in August? Why has he struggled?
I think some of those things that I just mentioned has come into play, where he doesn't command his fastball, and, you know, his bread and butter is getting you to chase that breaking ball in the dirt.
All right, well, that's Liriano today. Now, Vogelsong, you told us yesterday you thought Leak would pitch a great game against the Pirates. He did. And you thought he would because he had that off-speed stuff. Vogelsong's a little more of a fastball, curveball guy. What does he have to watch out for tonight?
Well, you know, 3 home runs yesterday, all fastballs. You know, that's probably enough said right there. And that's the only runs they had. They didn't have many hits. One thing Leak did, he's got that little cut fastball, and I'll tell you what, that was extremely effective yesterday. So I just think command of the curveball, keep the power hitters off balance, try to stay away from fastballs and fastball counts.
Okay. All right. Very good. Boy, great analysis from the manager, and that is Ken Maka. Mark, you've been involved in a lot of ESPN games, those night games. I think back to Monday Night Football. You know, everyone in the league is watching it. Does that apply to baseball as well? Is there a little more interest when you're the team on ESPN on Sunday night?
I think a lot of guys like to show off what they can do. I think for Pittsburgh in particular, they had spent so many years, you know, out of the playoff hunt as far as this time of the year is concerned. And now they've gotten a number of Sunday night games. And I think for the city of Pittsburgh, it's a great thing. And, of course, the Pirates, they have such a great home record. They want to show up in front of their home fans. And I think it's a big deal for them, yeah.
All right. How good is Jung Ho Kang? The second home run he hit, it looked like about 4:30. And, you know, he has a nice, easy swing. And the ball just takes off. How good is this guy?
Well, he's played pretty well and swung the bat. He's gotten better as the year's gone on. One of the things in spring training, I think he went in spring training and got no hits at all. And they were very concerned about his late lift. Okay, you can see, you see Ichiro. He's got that big high leg kick. That's what these Asian players, most of them do have. So the Pirates were concerned. He wasn't hitting in spring training. He had this big leg kick. But I'll tell you what, he kicks that leg up, picks it up, and gets that leg down, and he can still drive that ball to right center, and that's where his first home run hit yesterday. Drove that fastball to right center for a home run. So there's not much talk anymore about that high leg kick anymore.
What do you think about the play when he went to third to try to get Duffy? Do you like that play?
I thought that was an all right play. You know what? He's not the world's greatest fielder. He's probably a better third baseman than anything. He has played the three infield positions, second, short, and third. So when they get it all sorted out, from what I understand, Ramirez, is this going to be his last year? When they get all their injuries straightened out, he'll probably get back over to third base. But I thought that was an all right play, you know, an accurate throw, and the runner would have been out.
All right. Hey, Ken Mocco with us. Mock, Kelby Tomlinson came in to pinch it for Leake, and, you know, and I always know that there's a reason why a manager does everything. Leake was at the end of his day, six innings, one hit, coming off the hamstring. And they had a guy on the bench, Madison Bumgarner. And I just want to ask you, as a manager, you see a pitcher, and you had Gallardo, who could hit really well. You ever think of using a pinch hitter as the pitcher as a pinch hitter? Because I thought they need a fly ball. This guy just swings from his heels every minute. Maybe that, you know, Cole would look like he was getting tired. What do you think about a pitcher as a pinch hitter?
Well, you know what? When I played at Donnie Robinson, was a very good hitter with the Pirates. But somebody had mentioned, I mean, you got Leake, he's a good hitter, okay?
Yeah.
So they're good hitters for pitchers, as a pitcher.
Okay.
So you get the distinction there, you know. So, I'm not sure. I thought I read in the paper the other day that Bumgarner pinch hit in the ninth inning. They needed a home run.
Yeah, and
so,
pardon me? Yeah, he did. He struck out against Rosenthal, but then he got a pinch hit the day before that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think in that particular situation, you probably use your bench player, and then use that pitcher when you're down to nobody left on the bench.
All right. Do you ever use Gallardo as a pinch hitter?
I did not, no.
All right. See, you should have used him. I figured that out.
There you go. Maybe that'd still be working.
All right, Ken Mocco with us. Really great baseball analyst. I appreciate having you on. Looking at the Giants, what you see in the field, and Crawford, they talk about Simmons, they talk about Hechavarria in Miami. How do you like Crawford compared to those guys? I'd like to get your opinion of him in the field.
I think he's a terrific player. I like him. I mean, the other night, he goes up the middle, makes a great play, a backhanded toss to second base. I mean, that's one of the better plays I've seen this year. So you might lack a little bit in the range, but you know what? I like the way he sets his feet. He's got a good, firm, hard throw to first base all the time. Always gets in a good position to make the throw. So, hey, I got no qualms at all calling him a pretty darn good shortstop. And I like the way he swings his bat. I mean, he got robbed of a home run yesterday.
Yeah, how about Marte? Is Marte underrated, maybe under the radar with all these other guys?
Well, I'm going to say he's definitely under the radar. I thought, as I was doing the analyst job last year, the last couple of months, as the season went on, I thought it's going to be a breakout season for him. He really does have a lot of power in his bat. He's got a little snap, a little bit of an Eric Chavez type of snap at the bottom of the swing where he can drive the ball. He's a little guy, and you saw yesterday, there was no doubt about that home run to end the game. But as long as he makes the pitcher throw the ball in the strike zone, that was really his problem initially, was he just chased every pitch out of the strike zone. Just get a little better of that, and when he gets one to drive, he puts good wood on it, and it's got that snap at the bottom, and he can drive it a long way.
Boy, very exciting. He's hurt the Giants a couple of times with that inside-the-park home run last year as well. Ken Mocco with us. Mock, the Arizona Diamondbacks, all of a sudden, they're a game over 500. They're 4.5 behind the Giants. You got Pittsburgh, 3.5 behind the Cardinals. These things are never over. Isn't it amazing what September turns into?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really, with all the injuries the Cardinals have had, they've played tremendous. Now, are they going to be able to continue that the rest of the year? That remains to be seen. The Pirates, as we talked yesterday, I think they built an excellent ball club. And, I mean, you've seen them the last couple nights. They play the game, and they play hard, and they got a terrific bullpen. So once you get in that seventh, eighth inning tie game or they're ahead, it's going to be tough. And the Cubs have been on a roll. A couple of the teams have been, you know, big disappointments this year, and it's a good thing for the Giants. The Dodgers have been a huge disappointment. They got all that money in their payroll, and as you and I talked, you know, they don't have a bullpen. And you know, with no bullpen, that makes it tough. And then you also got Washington that's playing very poorly. So you got some teams, spend a lot of money, got great ball clubs, but you got to go out and play the game.
Well, you better have a bullpen as well. Mark, one last thought for you. And, you know, Ron Wotus is on with us on Sunday when we're home. We call him the professor, so I'm going to ask you a baseball question as well. That safety squeeze, and Tomlinson tried it, and he didn't get it down. Why don't players do that more often? Because it is a safety squeeze, and if you butt it in the right spot, you cannot get the guy coming from third.
You're absolutely right. I think the art of bunting, period, is really deteriorated. I mean, the other night, I think it was a tight ball game, and the man on deck was Posey, and I bet you got the guy on. Guy got on first. I couldn't understand why there was no bunt there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that situation?
Not exactly.
What do you think? I just think the art of bunting is out of tune with Major League Baseball. Everybody gets up there to hit. So, you know, with a guy on third and, say, one out and the infield's playing back, go ahead and, you know, just push the ball to the first baseman and get some run in. It's an easy RBI, but players don't play that way anymore.
No, I'm glad they tried it yesterday. It didn't work, and then the kid hit a line drive right at the second baseman, and that was it. But, hey, they Cole hung in there yesterday. He really did. I thought they were going to take him out. But that's an ace. You let the guy work out of it.
There you have it. But, you know, like I told you yesterday, he throws a lot of fastballs. He's got that hard-breaking ball. Really doesn't have a soft pitch. You know, he pitched the innings that he did, but he was up there 115 pitches or so.
Right.
So, those ace pitchers are the ones that get the ball and tell the bullpen, you guys got the night off. I'm going to go out there and pitch nine. Very few like that in the big leagues right now. Baumgartner's a guy in that classification. But, you know, Cole needs to get that soft pitch going. And, you know, he's a young guy, and that'll happen.
All right, Mark, I appreciate having you on. Terrific. I love talking ball with you. Great analysis of this. And we'll follow you on TV in Pittsburgh. And I love having you on. And we'll have you on again. I like it.
Okay, well, one more thing, Marty. Before I came on, there was a Nations commercial with Wotus doing it, so I can do the hamburger right now.
All right, very good. We'll send one out to you. And don't forget the pies, as you did that for me many times. Mark, thanks so much.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, Marty, have a good day.
All right, Bye-bye. Take care. Boy, I love the guy. This is good baseball. Very good baseball. Right, that's Ken Maka. As I said, out here, he averaged 92 wins a year. Sorry, you're fired. Mark Kotze didn't like you. And we're going to bring Bob Guerin in. Nice move. All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.